Samuel Johnson, and I loved this quote. He said, if we act only for ourselves, to neglect the study of history is not prudent. So in other words, it's not smart if you don't bother to study history. But if we are entrusted with the care of others, as we all are, it is not just. So he's saying, not only is it kind of crazy for you not to do it, fine, you don't want to do it for yourself, but for your children, you are doing them a major disservice if you're not giving them the lessons of history and teaching them the things that they need to know. One last thought on the history of history education. When history is taught today, there are subtle and significant changes being made in the history of this country that are not only crucial in a philosophical way, but if instilled as truth in the minds of the next generation, these changes will shape a new country for the future, not necessarily in a positive way. One example of this comes from the Educational Standards for History in North Carolina, where one history standard states, explain how the tensions over power and authority led America's founding fathers to develop a constitutional democracy. Personally, I believe the argument was over representation, but power is a big buzzword in academia these days, so there you go. But the real focus of this quote is the word democracy. In the text, the word is bold and underlined, drawing your attention to it. In actuality, it is incorrect. It is factually incorrect because America is a constitutional republic. And why is this small change critical? Because a democracy is more or less mob rule, where the majority always wins and the underdog never can by virtue of simple mathematics. There are more of them than there are of you. America is a constitutional republic with representative government, meaning that lawmakers can look out for the little guy and enact rules that create an equal playing field.